Kimmy Rhodes is in. Gabe's in as well. So before we talk about the new album, we'll let you hear one of the tracks. You'll recognize this, yeah, from Mark Knopfler. That's a track from the new album. Of course, it's Mark Knopfler's Cannibals. And in case you're not familiar with the new album, I will just have a wee reminder.
You can see the good in me, then I guess I'm not all bad, but I'm no angel. I'm so amazed at everything. It makes my heart just want to
And she's here. Gabe's along as well. How you doing, folks?
You're good.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. Looking very well, considering you're sort of on tour. Most of the musos we get in here, and if they've been on tour, they look like they've slept in the van for 3 weeks, you know?
we're in a nice apartment on the waterfront.
Oh, right. But even at that, you know, the bands manage to party the...
I dressed up for you.
Yeah, very glamorous lady.
Thank you.
Well, Gabe looks like he's...
Gabe's a very glamorous lady, too. Yeah, he's a bit ragtag, but he's supposed to be, right?
Yeah. We heard some of your more, sort of the quieter, the sensitive moments. And before that, your version of Cannibals, which is a real sort of, a rocking kind of song, you know, from you.
It's Cajun.
Yeah.
It's a long, tall Marsha Ball singing on that with me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'll just tell people, we're talking before we came on air, and you sort of casually throw all these names, people you've been hanging out with, Willie Nelson, and
I'm not name dropping, those are my friends.
Well, that's what I mean, but I mean, to you, anyway, it's no big deal to you, but when you're, you know, you've got to appreciate when you're talking to me and you say, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Willie was there, and I'm thinking, it's Willie Nelson she's talking about. Guy's a legend, you know.
He is.
But you know Willie very well.
I graduated from Willie Nelson University in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. And is he still playing as much as ever?
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Because he is, I mean...
He'll never stop.
In this part of the world, revered, I suppose, yeah.
Well, playing a lot with his son now.
Yeah, Lucas Nelson is fantastic, and he really is a good player, too. And Willie plays with him a lot now. He plays guitar and sings and sounds a lot like Willie. I'd check out Lucas Nelson.
All right, must be the thing to do, you know, press gang the family into the family
right.
business. Yeah. So, listen, Stephen Banger was asking you about this. Ask Kimmy of all the various versions of Love and Happiness, which is the one you prefer?
You know, that's like asking which one of your children do you prefer?
Yeah.
The long answer is I really like the one that I did with Emmy Lou when we record when we wrote the song together.
For you civilians, Emmy Lou Harris, you know, you have to give surnames.
With Emmy Lou
here,
Harris,
know,
I'm sorry. And then Emmy Lou doesn't need a surname. She's Emmy Lou. But she calls me, I call her Emmy and she calls me Kimmy Lou. but then, you know, I did the one with Willie, which you can actually, it never came out on a record, but you can get it on my website. You can buy just the track for 99 cents on my website. And then, but then Emmy went and cut it with Mark Knopfler.
Yeah.
I see, I used that last name, Mark Knopfler, on that, because I didn't just say Mark.
Mark.
I don't really know. I met him, but I don't really know him. But I love their version, too. So it's tough. That's a tough question. Maybe I guess the one that, I guess my version.
go and buy them all.
Buy
Stephen
them all.
Banger.
They're available at KimmyRhodes.com.
He likes the Willie Nelson version.
He does.
You see? Yeah.
Thank you. Again, thanks for asking.
But I mean, you're a songwriter. You know, I suppose you're just happy that all these people are, you know, queuing up to record your songs.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not turning any of them away.
Yeah, everybody. Have you ever heard someone do one of your songs that you weren't happy with?
I mean, no. I mean, there's always some way to be happy about somebody doing one of your songs. I mean, people do them differently, but then really they're supposed to. You know, it's a little bit disappointing when someone does one of your songs and does it exactly like you did it. It's the fun of it's to hear people do it differently.
Yeah. I mean, are you conscious when you write a song that you could write it specifically for you, but you maybe write it a bit open-ended so that it's open to interpretation, that people can put their own slant on things?
I've never been good at second-guessing who might record it or what they... When I write a song, I'm focused on the song. And more than anything, I'm focused on either what it's saying, if it's making any sense and saying what I meant to say. And if it musically, I mean, I grew up in the times of, you know, the record like a Rolling Stone. I think about songs as, if I get outside the lyrics, I'm thinking about what would make this be a record? What could I write that would make this, that people could take this and make a record?
Yeah. Well, then your new album's a big departure. I mean, you're known as the songwriter, and yet here you are with an album of cover versions.
I'm full of surprises.
I mean, for a lot of people, that's not such a big step. You know, there are people out there making careers on talent shows who have never written a song in their lives. So to do an album of cover versions is probably a natural progression for them. But it's not for you.
No, it's not for me, but it's something I wanted to do for a long time. And I just, you know, I went through sort of a long period. My husband had cancer, and we went through a long battle with that. And then after 3.5 years, he died. And then I had to deal with all that. And after going down that long road, which I'm sure there are listeners out there who've been down that road, many of them, and I just wanted to have some fun and not think about it for a little while. And I'm going to have to think about it really seriously when I get down to writing the songs. And I've already written some of those songs, and I am thinking about it and processing it. But I've learned instinctively as a songwriter that sometimes it's good to go on and live a little bit past whatever you might be writing about, just to see what else is out there and get a more interesting story, get the full story. So I just kind of let it lie for a while I write things down every day. I wrote 2 or 3 things down this morning that I'll revisit that were meaningful to me. But I just wanted to have some fun.
Yeah.
And it's something I wanted to do for a long time. And the band had a lot of fun. It's fun. It was sort of starting over again. And what I discovered when I did it was it musically, it was like when I first started playing music, I went and got myself a chord book and learned to play a Beatles song. And I actually was a stretch for me too as a musician. Gabe actually gave me guitar lessons so that I could learn to play some of these songs. Because when you write a song, you might learn a chord or you might work something in and go, oh, what's that, and figure it out. But when you play someone else's songs, you have to learn their chords. And so it was a stretch for me, but it was also a lot of fun. And we just had a party at the house and had people come from Nashville and L.A. Mike Thompson came from L.A. We had Will McFarlane from the Muscle Shoals band.
Yeah.
And then we had John Gardner from Nashville and people from all over.
It's a bit of a who's who of the people who dropped in to play on the album.
It was fun. It was really fun. And one of the who's on there is Delbert McClinton.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot of it with Joe Gracie tribute, because I'm not the only one who lost someone. His friends lost someone, too. So it was a healing thing for all of us to do. And Delbert was part of it because Delbert, Joe Gracie was 11 years old working at a radio station in Fort Worth when Delbert McClinton and Bruce Chanel cut Hey Baby, you know, Hey Baby. And so I asked Delbert if he would help me cut Gracie's favorite Jimmy Reed song because Delbert had a band called the Straitjackets that actually backed up Jimmy Reed when they would go play in Lawton, Oklahoma. Yeah. So I've got the harmonica player who backed up Jimmy Reed.
There's a whole musical history family tree connected to this album.
There's a lot to it. It's more than just covers. There's a lot going on behind the scenes.
I know you've done a couple of Lennon McCartney. You've done a Neil Young, a bit of Dylan, Tom Petty. You've done a U2 song as well.
I did a U2 song because, you know, I love Ireland. We come here a lot. I love that song. I love how positive that song is. And it's exactly what I'm talking about. It's got the darkness in it, but it's also got the light in it too. It's a very positive song on a very dark subject, and it's a great song.
So you as a songwriter,
maybe Bono, you know, will come sit in sometime.
Maybe he will. Maybe he's listening.
Bono, come on down. We're at the Black Box Thursday.
Black Box Thursday. So, I mean, for someone like you who's considered an expert in songwriting, how do you decide which songs are going to go on to an album of covers?
Well, it was sort of difficult until I decided I wasn't going to worry about it anymore, but I've been doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Sort of a music history and guests and different things where I build it one song at a time based on the interviews and things. Yeah. It's got little documentaries. And so I've been revisiting a lot of music and looking through a lot of things anyway. So I was already going down that road with other people's songs. And then I did have a couple of days where I went, oh no, how will I ever decide? But I've never been a person when I'm shopping or whatever, I just go, I'll take that one, and that one. Because at some point, you just got to pull back and say, what is it I'm looking for that says what I want to say? Or what would Gracie have loved? Or who do I have an opportunity to sing with? But there's one song on the record, Adam's Song.
Yeah.
It's a Rodney Crowell song. And even though I didn't write from my grief and my pain and everything I was going through, I can tell you that I could have never written a song more dead on than the song Rodney wrote anyway. So I had someone brilliant to say it for me. It's a great song. It's called Adam's Song.
Well, are we going to play it for us
now? Yeah, we're going to play it for you. And if people out there listening want to, they can go to the website, kimmyrhodes.com, and get a free download of it. It's our little sampler.
Brilliant.
For the record, go to kimmyrhodes.com, get your free download of this song right here.
Go ahead.
We never will forget it's a privilege to remember the sound of days gone past will last. We can see you in the stars. Come some vivid night in November with the last few leaves that fall. Recall. Surely each new day will give what we need to do our part. Lifelong broken heart. Oh, you beautiful one, so clearly a gift. Life had designs of its own to set. Soft upon new wings, you will never be alone. Go on. When we cannot understand, when we cannot find new. Just learning how to live with a lifelong broken heart.
That's terrific. You always have me close to tears when you're in here.
What a
you're,
song.
You're a
what
terrible
a song.
Woman. Terrible woman.
No. I love to see a grown man cry.
That's Rodney Crowell song.
Oh, man. Yeah, what a song that is. Yeah. I've known that song for years. It's a monster. You know, what a great song.
Terrific. Listen, by the way, I'm just checking your dates. You're in... Oh, where are
Limavady tomorrow night.
Limavady, the Roe Valley Arts Centre.
Yeah, right here in Belfast at the Black Box.
Black Box
on
tomorrow
Thursday night.
And then in Omagh.
Not tomorrow night, but Thursday night. The Black Box.
Thursday night, Black Box.
Yeah, and then Omagh is on Friday. Omagh.
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 Omagh. The Struil Arts Centre in Omagh on the 18th. What day is the 18th? Friday.
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, Kimmy, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so
Brilliant.
Much.